And we're not done with the most. One of the most emailed stories at NPR.org right now. It's number 12 with a bullet. This story aired yesterday on Morning Edition. It's about salad bars for elementary schools. The statistics are only one-third of U.S. children eat the recommended 3 to 5 servings of vegetables per day. And only a quarter eat enough fruit. So schools are trying to teach better eating habits. Here's NPR's Patty Naiman.
Meet school dietitian Ivy Marks. Marks is upbeat and energetic, and she has a mission. Over the past 7 years, she's helped set up 60 salad bars in Los Angeles public schools.
I'm a believer that we have to expose our kids to these choices early on so that they are accustomed to eating fruits and vegetables, so that as they grow up, they're going to continue to want to feed their bodies with these good foods.
Get a sandwich.
Mark says the kids love salad bars. It's the adults who are skeptical.
Today, I'm evaluating Logan Elementary School to determine if we could implement a fruit and vegetable bar at their school.
Principal Diane Ramirez's concerns are typical.
How do we fit this into the space we have and get the children through the bar, seated and eating in the 45-minute time slot that they have? So that's going to be the challenge.
Surveying the lunchroom, Ramirez and Marks try to figure out just how student traffic could be rearranged to accommodate a salad bar.
So if you can imagine, this table is gone. You have a bar in this direction. So as soon as the kids come from the line, they will go directly to the bar. So I'm envisioning that it won't slow it down that much because they're already standing in line waiting. So while they're waiting, they can be making their selections.
For their fruits and
exactly.
Vegetables.
And then it'll lead them right up to the entree window.
I think it might work. It's
yeah.
worth a try.
Right.
Instead of just standing there, really have an opportunity to make some choices.
Yes.
I'm willing to give it a try.
Boys and girls, two-sided, let's go.
Dayton Heights Elementary School, another of Ivy Marks's salad bars, with surprising precision and some direction, students enter the cafeteria, split into two lines, and use tongs to help themselves to fruits and vegetables.
They got the things to eat and they're all healthy.
Getting the kids to try these foods took some effort. There were assemblies about nutrition, and teacher Marina Morales organized the Harvest of the Month, where different fruits and vegetables are talked about and tasted.
I sometimes do cooking lessons with them, and we definitely do science. Math, we weigh things, we measure things.
Count seeds.
We've done that. Counting seeds,
Rats.
We talk about attributes like, you know, the color, size of something, comparing them. But the other thing that I find interesting is the Harvest of the Month produce is also featured in the salad bar.
So when kids saw jicama at the salad bar, they already knew what it was and what it tasted like. Something, as assistant principal Christopher Eaton puts it, only increases their dietary horizons.
When we have a particularly foreign-looking object in the salad bar, I'm almost like a peddler on the street. I know that you would love to try this, and sometimes I help children make choices. I encourage them to be adventurous.
At UCLA, pediatrician Wendy Slusser headed a study which found that after 2 years, students at LA schools with salad bars increased their fruit and vegetable consumption by one full serving a day.
And they also displaced fatty foods. So in other words, they were eating much more variety of fruits and vegetables after the salad bar, and then they were also eating lower amounts of cholesterol significantly and less saturated fats.
I picked some apples and some oranges.
Since there's lettuce and salads, now I eat them at home too.
Definitely try new things. Cucumbers, tomatoes, and lettuce.
Choices you might begin to hear more and more as nationwide school districts like Los Angeles work to offer kids healthier lunches, including salad bars.
That's NPR's Patty Naiman reporting. You can find this story and more of the most emailed stories you hear on the BPP by clicking on the blog, npr.org/BryantPark.